Schumer, no fucking way will Democrats grant Trump extension to keep fighting D.C. crime. By Amy Furr on August 14, 2025. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, dug his heels in on Wednesday when asked if Democrats would acquiesce to President Donald Trump's request to extend federal control over police in Washington, D.C. During an episode of The Parnas Perspective, Schumer was asked, "Have you heard? Do you think that he's going to end up going to Congress? Because he can't revoke complete home rule authority for D.C. without actually going to Congress first. He can't even extend this past 30 days without going to you all first. Have you heard that that's what he plans on doing? And if he went to Congress and said, you know what, there's this crime emergency, we need the National Guard out there longer. We need to take over Washington, D.C., would you grant it? No fucking way. We'll fight him tooth and nail. And right now, as you said, he can only do it for 30 days or now I guess it's 26 or 27, whatever. And he needs to get Congress to approve it, and not only are we not going to approve it," Schumer replied, "but there are some Republicans who don't like it either. This is, again, just a distraction. He's afraid of Epstein, he's afraid of all that. And we are not going to give up on Epstein." Trump announced Monday he was officially invoking Section 740 of the District of Columbia Home Rule Act, putting the D.C. Metropolitan Police Department under federal control, and activating the National Guard to address rampant crime in the nation's capital, Breitbart News reported. During the press conference, the president said, "Our capital city has been overtaken by violent gangs and bloodthirsty criminals, roving mobs of wild youth, drugged-out maniacs and homeless people. And we're not going to let it happen anymore." Democrats have since criticized Trump for mobilizing the National Guard to help with the problem, according to Breitbart News. The article also noted, "The mobilization of the D.C. National Guard and placing the MPD under federal control comes in the aftermath of Edward Korestein, a well-known DOJ member called Big Balls, being assaulted in Washington, D.C. In the aftermath of the assault on Korestein, Trump threatened to take federal control of the District of Columbia unless crime was addressed." Democrats also tried to troll the president over his actions via a social media post on Monday, showing a map of the D.C. area with a red circle around the White House. "Found the home base of criminals in D.C., the post read. However, one Republican responded quite differently to Trump's efforts to clean up D.C. amid the crime plague. Representative Byron Donalds, RFL, has reintroduced legislation aimed to address rising crime in Washington, D.C., via the D.C. Criminal Reform to Immediately Make Everyone Safer. D.C. Crimes Act," Breitbart News reported on Tuesday, coinciding with President Donald Trump's call to address crime and homelessness in the nation's capital.